Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. The vernal equinox happened just before 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon in the central time zone. For the next 6 months, sunlight will represent a majority of our days, which have been getting warmer of late.
And while that is welcome news, contributor Debbie McCullough will be a little conflicted about winter's demise. That's because the New Zealand transplant and her family picked up a new hobby over this past winter, ice fishing. That means she is now among the reported 460,000 people in Wisconsin who at least occasionally practice the sport. So as we enjoy the first full day of spring, McCullough relates what appeals to so many people about a day on a frozen lake.
It's a brisk Wisconsin Saturday. Temperatures are hovering in the single digits, and given the breezes, it's chilly even to those used to the coldest winters. But you wouldn't know these conditions in Muskego, a half hour south of Milwaukee. Across the iced over Big Muskego Lake, ice fishermen, children and women are stationed as far as the eye can see. Some drill holes with augers, others cheerfully attach minnows to fish hooks and then hunker down inside their tents with a smile and a fishing pole. Mike Richardson and his grandson, Clayton Ziske, have been coming out to Big Muskego's Boxhorn Access for years. Richardson views ice fishing as a grand tradition and an easy winter sport, getting the kids outside and off tech. Incentives like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and hot chocolate help. Richardson walks us through the setup, which includes drilling holes in the ice, setting up a tent, and putting bait on a hook.
We were drilling holes and making sure the water was deep enough here. And pretty soon I'm going to drill another hole right here. And he's going to be fishing with one of these.
Part of the joy for this group comes from getting the children involved. Richardson gets his grandson to work digging out the chunks of ice from the hole.
Because if the rod gets stuck on the ice,
it won't go down, will it?
Yeah.
What won't go down?
His bait won't go down.
And then it'll get stuck on the side of the... Oh, geez, the ice is pretty thick.
I know. How thick you think it is? 10 or 12 inches?
Pretty much, yeah.
It's only like 16 below out here today.
Is that not good temperature? What's the best temperature?
Well, there's ice. We don't care.
While the temperatures and lake are frozen, ice fishing keeps you warm because of the shelter that comes with the sport. Clayton's brother, Al Ziske, fishes from a pup tent. Al says he's been fishing with his dad and grandfather for about 5 years and looks forward to the sport each winter. With the grandsons bundled up in full winter coat, boots and gloves, nobody's complaining of the cold.
Right there.
A little propane ceramic heater.
Oh.
Can you feel the heat coming out of there on your face?
Other families joined Richardson and his grandson that day, like the Beefus family. John Beefus is setting up the tent, getting the heat rolling, while his boys drill the holes with their auger.
Oh, we got a nice shanty. It fits all seven of us in there. And then we got another five or six tip downs and got about four or five tip ups. And then we got some jigging poles that will sit inside the shanty and watch the tip ups and tip downs and jig for little guys. So.
And what does a successful day look like when you're an ice fisher person?
Oh, as long as we're out here, it beats any day at work, that's for sure.
Like Richardson, Beefus says the joy doesn't come from catching the fish per se. It's more about being out in nature with his five kids. In the 5 years he's ice fished, he's had big catches, like 30 to 40 inch northern. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources tracks catches. Nearly half of all fish caught are kept versus one-third during open water season. And that's mostly panfish, followed by northern pike and walleyes.
It's more or less just the fun of catching them, bringing out the fish through the ice with the kids, and they just have a blast with it.
Ice fishing also provides an education. Inside their tent, John's brother, Josh Beefus, and his boys learn to drill 10-inch deep, 8-inch wide holes with a hand auger to break the ice. The boys scoop out the ice so the fishermen see a clear hole. You can drill multiple holes, provided each is a foot or so apart. A sunflower mister heater keeps the tent, with a floor so the ice beneath them doesn't melt, toasty and warm. The adult men get minnows and waxworms ready to bait the fish up through the hole.
Okay, kick the stuff to the side a little bit with your boot. Clear the slush away from the hole, and then remember, scraper on the hole, and now do your scooping. There you go. Good job.
Another appeal for fishermen like the Beefus family is keeping their fishing tradition alive and exploring new toys and techniques.
This is just the Strike Master Mora. It's a hand auger, and it has a drill adapter on it, so you can put a hand drill on it instead of a gas auger. It works pretty well. It's first time trying it, and seems like it works pretty good.
Adam Young is a recreation specialist for the city of Muskego. His work includes hosting community events to get youth interested in winter sports. He suspects the popularity of ice fishing will only rise given the growing ease of entry into the sport. There are lots of accessible lakes in the Midwest. The cost of a license is low, and basic equipment is inexpensive as well, though you can easily spend a lot if you're so inclined.
You're going to need to get through the ice, for one, so you can go ahead and buy a cheap hand auger if you want, anywhere between $20 and $75. But, you know, the electric augers that they make now, you're looking at anywhere between $400 and $600. Really, all that you would need is to be able to get through the ice and a fishing pole. You can get out for pretty cheap.
Ice fishing also provides an opportunity for socializing outdoors and time to drink. Muskego resident and Youth Warriors football coach Kevin Grisius hosts an annual ice fishing shanty party from Bass Bay, part of the Big Muskego Lake. This year marked his seventh consecutive shanty party, and each year he finds more joining them to enjoy the outdoors and to be social. Grisius built his shanty from his garage one winter with his 11-year-old son, Sean.
7 years ago, we built my permanent shanty with the wood burner and decided to invite a bunch of people over to do some ice fishing, have some food, and maybe a couple of beverages.
So the shanty is the name of the structure. What have you made that with?
It's all 2x2 wooden framework and then just 1/4-inch OSB plywood for the sides and for the roof, and then a wood burner inside for some heat.
The heat and the structure provides a big pull for friends and family to come out.
A lot of people come out because of the shanty, just because there's room for everybody to sit down and be warm, whereas the tent usually fit 3 or 4 at the most.
So how many can we fit in your shanty there?
I've had 12 in there, and it's right now probably like 80 degrees in there.
For this year's Shanty Fest, 30 or so folks came out. We're talking quite a scene. A neighbour named Mr. Mike pulls kids on toboggans from his four-wheeler. Others ice skate, explore, and fish. Inside the steamy shanty, friends enjoy a beverage, the heat, and reflect on the event's history chronicled in writing on the walls.
Shanty Fest is usually pretty bad.
Yeah.
but you
caught
keep
the, I caught
that.
The old last year.
Shanty Fest 2018, one fish caught.
Well, last year was a slow year, but it's been...
And while catching fish doesn't feel like a priority for shanty parties, the thrill when the fish bite becomes huge. At the Shanty Fest, the revelers catch a total 13 bass and perch, a record for the event. The excitement starts with a flag up, signalling the fish had pulled on the bait. Everyone gathers around. The men check the hook and wait.
Oh my gosh, let's get a picture.
Grisius says he never learned ice fishing as a boy, but he taught himself out of a need to make winter and the long, cool days outdoors interesting. And the highlights of ice fishing become meaningful for him.
For me personally, it was all the time I've spent with my son on the ice and hanging out with family and friends and just having a good time.
The sport itself is easy, he says. Anyone can do it. Optimum feeding time becomes early morning and evening, but really any time, and until the ice starts to melt come April is good.
And just a your run-of-the-mill beaver dam tip-up system, set your depth, set your bait, flag goes up, catch the fish.
So part of the strategy is just keeping an eye out on those flags?
Yep, just watch for your flags to be standing up, and it's kind of like bobber fishing in the winter.
And what's the biggest fish you've caught when you've been out here?
Depends on the species. The biggest bass I caught was about 23, 24-inch largemouth. That was a really nice fish. Otherwise, pike, like 32, 33-incher, nothing really impressive, but they're still nice, fun to catch.
The big takeaway for this newcomer to ice fishing was gaining extended time in the fresh air in spite of the extreme cold. The effects of the air, sun, and social activity lasted for days. In this family, now on our second Wisconsin year, our perspective on winter had shifted. Adam Young with the City of Muskego says his goal is to help more children and their families experience the joy of angling for that very reason.
You definitely try and, you know, make it as fun as possible, but you have to have creative ways on getting through the winter months in the Midwest, in my opinion. And once you, I guess, embrace the winter activities, you're going to have a much better time.
The only caution around angling is that you remain on ice. And with that, some danger exists. You must learn to read the ice. Melting snow cover can cause you to sink into wet sludge. To stay safe, Young says, stay with the flock.
You're going to have your seasoned veterans that know the lakes that they fish well. So I kind of put my faith into, you know, the people that I see on the ice with their vehicles already, that it's safe, you know.
And of course, Young reminds us that ice is slippery. During the ice fishing shanty party, most revelers fell at least once. All that aside, Young agrees ice fishing stays a fairly safe sport, and that's why it's so popular, even with young Wisconsinites. It's remained a staple in Young's life since he held a fishing pole as a tot. And like this newcomer to the state, he still views the sport as a great way to embrace versus resist the winter months.
For me, it's all about taking in what we have available to us in the Midwest. Sometimes we take it for granted, you know, where we always wish, you know, to be on the beach in the wintertime. But when you can embrace what we have up here, it's going to just make it that much more fun. And once you get to that point, you just want to keep going out.
For Lake Effect, this is Debbie McCullough reporting from Muskego, Wisconsin.
The snow lay up against the curb, finally beaten by the sun. Across the street, a noon whistle blows, calling back.
Contributor Debbie McCullough is a New Zealand transplant who now lives in southeastern Wisconsin. You can see photos and hear her previous stories of getting to know the Midwest at WUWM.com.
Coats unbuttoned, talking easily. Ice is cracked on the river, rolling out the bay. On one floe rides a bomb house. There's always one who stays out too long, they say.